The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The race is definitely on. Jim Gavin was announced as Fianna Fáil's presidential candidate. The former Dublin GAA manager won an internal party vote by 41 to 29 over MEP Billy Kelleher. All eyes now on Sinn Féin as to who they will nominate for the race. They are set to make that announcement on September 20th. For more on all of this, Danny McConnell, editor of the Business Post, joins me in studio. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what did you make of Jim Gavin? He emerged from his silence yesterday.
He did. I thought it was, the kind of collective, he speaks. You know, there was a collective kind of reaction that they had deliberately kept him under wraps because they felt it would have been presumptuous. And particularly, I think, because they knew the Billy Kelleher camp was gaining momentum internally. That, you know, for Jim Gavin to be out doing on their airways or on TV or in doing newspaper interviews, it would have been seen as presumptuous. Because the manner in which Micheál Martin kind of put his weight behind Jim Gavin really got up the noses of an awful lot of Fianna Fáil. I had my phone kind of was almost in meltdown in relation to, I can't believe he's done this again, because this is classic Micheál Martin. He's done this since he's taken over as leader. He's a very small kitchen cabinet, unelected, like his chief of staff, Deirdre Galán, Pat McParland. These are the people he relies on. This is their plan. They concocted this. They approached Jim Gavin and they weren't having...
Now, because of the radio silence up to this,
yeah,
there was a lot of attention on his launch yesterday with Micheál Martin by his side and Micheál attempting to kind of babysit him a bit, protect him when he was having some difficulty articulating what he felt about various questions.
Yeah, so this is someone who's clearly, and I'm speaking as a dub here, you know, he's a huge and very distinguished track record as a Gaelic football manager. He has a very distinguished career in the Air Force and now the Irish Aviation Authority. But he's a political novice. He has no political experience. Yes, he did chair a Citizens' Assembly. Yes, he did chair the Inner City Task Force. But he hasn't never stood for an election. And he, you know, so therefore, you could clearly see all the optics. You know, he was being carefully minded, carefully marshalled by Fianna Fáil yesterday. And there were some difficult questions from the media yesterday in terms of, you know,
40%, Appeal the Eighth, marriage equality, all of that.
But even the fact that the logistical thing of 40% of the political party didn't back him, you know, and that's a sizable enough rump that went against him. And how can he therefore enjoy the confidence of the... Because the whole...
Also, they got to get out and campaign for him.
Exactly. Now, in fairness to Billy Kelleher, good, loyal party soldier that he is, he, you know, the minute in defeat, he was gracious and he said he would row in behind and canvass all over the country for Jim Gavin. Like, but I think the reality of this, Pat, and this was something that was ringing out very loudly to me last night from senior people within the party. Micheál Martin's numbers, days as Fianna Fáil leader, are numbered. This is the beginning of the end for Micheál Martin, because his authority was severely challenged here and overtly challenged by his own people, because he wanted Jim Gavin, he wanted a coronation yesterday, he didn't get it.
Okay, let's have a listen to an exchange. Jim Gavin, surrounded by reporters, and by his shoulder was Micheál Martin.
It was a difficult moral decision for the country, but ultimately it became about women's rights and what was right for women and the right to choose. So
how
I voted.
Vote?
I voted yes in to repeal.
How did you vote in the marriage equality referendum?
On the individual cases, bit by bit.
Yeah,
in terms of the different campaigns.
It's an issue people would like to know.
So just in terms of, I mean, maybe finish this one. So in terms of marriage equality, I'm all for equality. I think Ireland sent a very strong signal out in terms of our progressive. That we're a progressive nation and we're inclusive and we respect all. So I voted yes.
So you heard Micheál Martin trying to interject and protect Jim.
Mm. Yeah, and I
and Jim actually bristled at Micheál Martin's attempt to kind of mind him, because he's well capable.
And this will cut to the core of Jim Gavin's character, because anyone who knows him, and again, taking soundings as the sort of the personality he is, within the Dublin camp, hugely, hugely driven, very focused, cut, little truck, you know, doesn't suffer fools gladly in any shape or form. But when he's under pressure in a debate, and he will probably have to do a TV debate and there'll be radio debates, he's going to get pushed. He's going to get pushed by presenters like yourself, opponents, and how is he going to react and perform in that? He won't have Micheál Martin sitting on his shoulder in those sort of arenas. And there's a big question mark over his likability factor. Yes, he's an incredibly driven. You know, he has a record that is beyond reproach. There's nothing that has, there's no skeletons in his closet, you know, that have come to the fore as of yet. But, you know, ultimately, the reason for going for Jim Gavin from Fianna Fáil is to broaden the appeal that he has to get more than the Fianna Fáil stock, you know, core support to be successful. So he needs to have a likability factor. And that's the big open question on Jim Gavin.
The question then of other counties, I mean, the GAA thing and what he did for the rules in football and so on will be applauded by many counties, even those who were defeated by the Dubs. But there's kind of, the Dublin has everything. Now they want the presidency as well.
Mm.
You know, can you imagine Donegal, Kerry, Cork saying that?
Yeah, and I also think as well, you know, one of the questions were, you know, would Jim Gavin's dominance with the Dublin team actually go against him in various counties? And I know there were soundings taken from councillors within Mayo, and they kind of said they're willing to park the kind of pain caused by Dublin on Mayo over many years, but they see the credibility of Jim Gavin's candidature and his candidacy. So I do think that that might be okay. The difficulty is, I think, primarily it comes down to Heather Humphreys from a Fine Gael perspective is a very strong candidate outside the M50. Jim Gavin's strength is that it's within the M50. And ultimately, it could come down to that. And the race is really a race between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, because whoever goes out first will get the other one elected. So if Heather Humphreys goes out first, her transfers will get Jim Gavin elected and vice versa.
Now, Catherine Connolly had a reasonable showing in the polls, but if you get a third and a third, well, two-thirds will win, and we know where the two-thirds are going.
Yeah.
So is Catherine Connolly's a lost cause?
I never thought she was I really don't think she's a viable candidate. I just think she's seen as too divisive. I think she's too far left to get that broad appeal. I mean, look.
And the company she has kept over the years.
And all the issues that she's had to confront in the media in recent weeks, and the decision to facilitate Gemma O'Doherty in 2018, the Syria links, the links with Mick Wallace and Claire Daly, and all of which, and to which I think...
And falling out with her own party over wanting to compete with Michael Dia in Galway West.
Yeah, and she's not beloved within the Labour Party, and there's the stance that Alan Kelly took in terms of opposing the party backing her is one shared by an awful lot of people. I mean, I think there is some bemusement at Ivana Bacik's decision to back Catherine Connolly, given her previous less than kind of friendly relations with her party.
And if we remember that the Labour Party had Mary Robinson and Michael D. Higgins, so they've a track record to defend, if you like, in the presidency.
Let's be clear, Catherine Connolly is no Mary Robinson and she is no Michael D. Higgins.
Moving on then to the possibility of any other candidate, because, I mean, just from a selfish point of view, it would be nice to get a bit of colour into the mix.
It certainly would, yeah. So I think it's significant this overnight, and I think Paul Cunningham and RTÉ is reporting this morning that Fianna Fáil councillors will not be blocked, you know, in terms of now that Jim Gavin has the nomination of the parliamentary party. The door is now open for Fianna Fáil councillors should they decide to facilitate other members. Now, Micheál Martin may not be overly happy with that, but there's no diktat coming down.
But will there be any attempt to encourage a candidate that might eat into Heather Humphreys' mandate?
There could very well be. And I think ultimately what they would do is, say, the name Maria Steen is one that has emerged this morning, given she's of a conservative leaning. Is she, as a female candidate, very polished, very...
An incredible performer, absolutely, as I remember from all those debates on television.
Is she someone who could split the head of that conservative, you know, vote? So that is something that is certainly one to watch in the coming
Jim
days.
Gavin, in that exchange I played for you, he nailed his Liberal colours to the mast.
He absolutely did. He went on the progressive, inclusionary kind of... and he backed, I suppose, the stance taken by Micheál Martin. You might remember Micheál Martin went against the majority of his own party to back the Eighth Amendment in 2018, which I thought was a brave stance at the time, but wasn't shared by many of his own party. So I think Jim Gavin has nailed his colours to the mast. So there is a gap there. If
the race is who's going to be first, who's going to get the most first preferences, which determines who gets the presidency.
Absolutely.
So if they can erode Heather Humphrey's support in some way by any number of third party candidates.
Yeah. There's a thinking that if you want to kind of cause as much trouble and you want to kind of dilute the strength of your opponent, you put as many candidates in the field and cause chaos. But I think we're looking at a very traditional style campaign here, Pat, in terms of one driven by the parties, the big parties and the bigger parties primarily. So I do think it may be in Fianna Fáil's interest to see Maria Steen get on the ballot.
So finally then, Danny, you mentioned that some people within Fianna Fáil believe Micheál Martin's days are numbered. Will he regret not going for the job himself in the park?
I don't think so. I think he was never going to. I don't think he was ever going to give up the chance to be Taoiseach. And the other thing that's looming large is that Ireland has the EU presidency next year. I think that is likely to be Micheál Martin's swan song.
Danny McConnell, who is editor of the Business Post, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.